Overnights, it's Off to the Markets with Sue Dodd.
Are we hungry for a Friday morning? You want to buy some great fruit and veg this weekend? Well, let's check what's making great food and great eating at Sydney markets. Hello, Sue.
Good morning, Clinton.
There's plenty of great stuff in season. We'll start with apples this morning.
Plenty of apples to choose from, lots of varieties. Most varieties that are going to come into season are now in season. The last one was really to join was the Bravo apple, which we've seen. And they're a rich, deep burgundy-coloured skinned apple, and sometimes that little bit of red bleeds through to the flesh. So really sweet, juicy. And the nice part about this apple, it doesn't brown on cutting. So great for mums on school, with kids home for school holidays.
Yep.
Cut it up, pop it on the bench and let them just pass by and graze.
Yeah, and if they don't like apples, they'll probably like pears.
They will, and there's some beautiful pears around at the moment. The one that I'm enjoying the most at the moment would be the Burgos pear. It's a beautiful cinnamon-coloured pear. It's got a nice long neck on it, beautiful roasting in the oven or doing a beautiful poached pear. Now, you're looking at prices somewhere between about $3 and $5 a kilo, depending on the quality and the size.
It's got a nice long neck on it.
Yeah, they're really quite tapered. You can find them. They get sort of that really elegant shape about them, so I'm very curvaceous.
Now, remember the days when you needed to take out a mortgage to buy an avocado? It's not quite like that anymore.
Those days are long gone. We've had a fantastic run on avocados. And the Shepherd avocado is the first of the new season varieties. So at the moment, you can still find some of the last of the reeds around. And they're magnificent if you see those too, because they're like a big cannonball. And its flesh-to-seed ratio is very good. But the Shepherds are now in season, and they've got that pear shape with the green, smooth green skin. And again, like the Bravo apple, it doesn't go brown on cutting, so it's very popular.
Now, our next piece of fruit is something I haven't had, I reckon, since I was a kid, feijoas.
Feijoa. So it's a short season for feijoas. It's not but now they're in season, autumn through to maybe early winter. But they're about $1 to $3 each, depending on size, which sort of, if they're sold by the kilo, will be somewhere between $10 and $20. But feijoa are also known as pineapple guava. So they've got that beautiful pineapple guava, sort of slightly little touch of mint and maybe a little bit of strawberry or kiwi fruit in them as well. So they're in season. Have a look for those in store. Smooth green skin, a bit like the Shepherd avocado, sort of a green skin and a bit more kiwi fruit shaped. So look out for those. Yellow flesh. Really delicious.
So it's not feijoa, it's feijoa.
Feijoa.
Feijoa. Now, I have grapes at the moment virtually every day. Are we coming to the end of the grape season soon?
We'll see the end of the Australian grape season probably towards the end of April. But plenty of varieties still to choose from at the moment. You can still find some green grapes, pink grapes, black varieties as well. And price range is quite wide. It's about $3 to $20. So with the newer varieties, they're going to be a little bit more at the top end, where they're very plentiful and they're very familiar and a lot more grown, they'll be at the cheaper end.
What about mandarins? Much mandarins about?
The season has really just started. And sometimes in the beginning of the season, you can sort of be a bit little hit and miss in terms of some will be a little bit sweet, some will be a little bit more tart. But I think the fruit in the next couple of weeks will just continue to improve. This week we're seeing mandarins, the imperial mandarin, coming in, and we're looking at a price range of about $5 to $7 a kilo.
And just last one for fruits. My son, my 13-year-old, is addicted to limes.
Oh, really?
Mm.
And how
he
would
just eat a straight lime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a bit odd. 13-year-old boys tend to be.
There you go. But look, get a good dose of vitamin C, encourage him to do it. I think that this week limes will be somewhere between about 30 cents to a dollar each. Look for the greengrocer doing like a little net bag where you get a multi-buy special and that you can save some money that way as well. If they're sold by the kilo, you're looking somewhere between about $3 to $10 a kilo. It's a great time to use limes. Make something like a tangy lime curd.
Okay, veggies. Kale is good at the moment.
Yeah, I think they're leafy greens at the moment. Vegetables are a little bit harder at the moment. With all the weather events that we've had, veggies, because they take so long to grow, they sort of kept getting a knock around. But
I think
this week for a leafy green, kale is a good buying. It's because it's sturdy, it's hardy, $2 to $4 a bunch. So whether you make some beautiful kale chips, add it to your stir fry, put it in your smoothie, I think that's good value.
Last night, so my wife loves our air fryer at home. She pretty much puts everything in the air fryer. And last night it was potatoes and they were great.
Oh, look, potatoes in the air fryer are fabulous. And there's so many things you can do with potatoes. As the weather turns cold, you know, you roast them, boil them, mash them. There's just something very comforting about potatoes. Now, the cheapest way to buy them will be a 5-kilo bag. And we're seeing some really good prices on Desiree's and brushed potatoes sold that way. If you're buying by the kilo, depending on the variety, it could be $2.50 to about $6 a kilo. So there you can see the economics in buying a bit more. Once you get them home, take them out of the plastic bag, put them in a cool, dry, well-ventilated place, and that way you should get a good life out of them.
When I was a kid, we used to have heaps of broccoli at home, and we actually still eat a fair bit of broccoli now at our place. But when I was really young, Sue, I don't think I knew about broccolini. When did broccolini become popular?
I think broccolini came in sort of in the 90s.
Yeah,
okay. It's a hybrid cross between the Chinese broccoli called gai lum and traditional broccoli. So it's really a very it's a great vegetable because you get that combination of the lovely sort of tender stems that are a bit like asparagus, I suppose, and then you've got those beautiful little florally heads. It's become very popular. This week you're looking at prices of about $2.50 to $4 a bunch. And, you know, even if you do it, blanch it and add it to a salad, toss it in a stir fry, or even if you've got a char grill plate, just get that beautiful smoky flavour through the broccolini. It's delicious.
Yeah, my wife sticks that in the air fryer as well. Now, Asian greens, bok choy?
It's great that way. Bok choy, gai lum, choy sum, all your Asian vegetables, I think, offer great versatility. They're fast to cook. They're very fresh grown. A lot of them are grown very local to this, you know, the Sydney market. You're looking at about $2 to $3 a bunch.
And just lastly for veggies, if you are looking for something cheap, always great value, carrots.
Yes, and you can put those in the air fryer too. You know, they come up really nicely. Plenty of carrots around at the moment. I think the versatility of carrots, again, eating them raw, cutting them into all sorts of different shapes. You can mash them if you want to, roast them. Just beautiful and really not expensive at $1.50 to $2.50 for your kilo bag. And you pay a bit more for the loose carrots off the shelf because they tend to be a larger carrot. So you're looking at about $2.50 to $3.
And just lastly, Sue, what's good with flowers this week?
With flowers, I think some beautiful chrysanthemums because we're not too far away from Mother's Day, so you start to see a good range of chrysanthemums coming through. Lovely lisianthus can be purchased in bold colours like purple, or you can get something soft and like white or soft pinks. There's bird of paradise, also known as strelitzia. The beautiful dahlias, a lot of those grown around the Sydney sort of Sydney area as well. Local roses, sweet William, proteas, and some really lovely potted cyclamens around you'll find at your local florist as well.
Lots of great flowers and fruit and veg as well. Thanks, Sue.
You're very welcome.
Sue Dodd from Sydney Markets.